Hello everyone. Today I will be presenting my work. I'm a graduate student from this university. Development of Technology to Eliminate Exogenous Dharma CNCs is the title of my work. So an introduction to this work, there are factors that affect seed germination, vigor, and field establishment, being one of them seed storage and dormancy as the second one. I will explain both. The first one is storage. This type of seed, forest grasses, generally require some storage time for their physiological maturation to occur. And it is during this time and according to their flowering stages that seeds lose their vigor and their viability. And methodologies have been developed to reinvigorate seeds, using the term reinvigorate, which I will explain in the next slide how this relates to the methodologies. And one of these is the osmopriming methodology. Well, Dharma seed, this seed that I will be mentioning as well, the model of my study, it's characterized by having a type of coating, which is the florets, by the lemma and palia, as is shown right here, and it prevents seed from imbibition, and of course this reduces also the intake of oxygen. Thus, the development of and the study of three methodologies for evaluating the viability during the process. We know that the phases of germination are three, and in this phase of the germination, we also, in the term reinvigoration, it's just right here, actually saying that the seed will go through a process before the protrusion of radical occurs. And we take seeds to this phase and stop it right there for the seeds to be ready. And once sowed on the field, they emerge at, with the uniform, with the uniformity. And that is why we develop methodologies so that we can stop seed at this point of the phases of germination. The objective is to determine the best methodology and the effect of osmopriming on the elimination of exogenous dormancy, physiological quality and vigor of buffalo grass seeds, centrus ciliaris, that's a common ecotype, and utilizing osmotic agents under laboratory conditions. Materials and methods. Well, in here, just the key points that I want to emphasize is in that I developed three methodologies, and one was statistically proven to be best. At different stages, I found that under hydropriming, the methodology showed that the effect on seed viability was different. And the second stage of the story, this research work, depended on evaluating the physiological quality under that best methodology that was developed. The model of the study, buffalo grass seeds, centrus ciliaris, that's a picture of here of the seed with the burr-like covering or coating, and this is the cariopsis that is extracted from this seed for just to show that the physically show the cariopsis. And before this research started, I wanted to show the difference between unwhulled seeds and whulled seeds in the percent of germination. Due to this low percent of germination is that we use the seed as model. So with 16% of germination on unwhulled seeds and 96% of whole seeds as a comparison. Methodology A, I was trying here to monitor the radical emergence by using a video camera and setting these seeds to be stable on the aeration. Further on, I will explain how this affected viability. And this with the purpose of finding the exact time for osmopriming and not following just the pattern. Methodology B consisted in the submerging seeds in dissolution with aeration as well. This reduced viability, not to the point where all high percentage was lost, but it still affected the physiological quality. And the third methodology, which required setting seeds inside a petri dish with the solution without covering completely to the way that they were lost without for not getting enough oxygen. The treatments that utilize polyethylene glycol 8000, potassium nitrate and potassium chloride as molar potentials of negative 0.5, negative 1, and negative 1.5 atmospheres, hydropriming with distilled water, and precise periods of osmo priming, periods of storage time, and control and under 4 replications. The first results show, and here I represent the viability of the third methodology that were studied. And as you can see here, with the 92.75% of viable seeds in the third methodology, in the C methodology, in comparison or versus these first methodologies that had a high percent of non-viable seeds lost because of lack of oxygen. The criteria for evaluating viable seeds is just a picture of how they looked, and non-viable seeds as well. Of course, in this research, I found that according to the form of reproduction, sexual reproduction, many of them are sterile. The periods of osmoprime and the precise periods are shown, having this being the days to be osmoprime before radical protrusion. As is shown there, and, this being representing the hydropriming in comparison with the others, we could see that it takes longer for some salt solutions under this osmotic potential to reach that second phase of germination. My results for the physiological quality of osmoprime seeds after 0 days of storage show that the percentage of germination is higher with potassium nitrate, and in the comparison with the control, which stays low in this 0 days after storage. Of course, I have here the variables for vigor, which is the length of plumule and radicle, being significant at this point, where potassium nitrate in at negative 0.58 atmospheres said to be significant in comparison with the other treatments. And the study at the point, at this point, has been occurring or resulting until 30 days of storage, and the results still show that potassium nitrate has the highest percent of germination. The study will go on with different and additional tests as well, considering that these seeds also have presence of phytopathogens, and it's one thing that I will consider in the future for evaluating this quality of the seed. And of course, the conclusions for this work are that priming promotes a general raise in seeds' physiological quality, and the results show that priming importance and the sense of applying this technology for commercial purposes. If we can see the increase in percentage of germination may not be as high because of the model that I utilized, but if we talk about seeds of high biological value, this could be of great interest. And as I mentioned, a additional test that I will consider, or that I'm trying to, what we are following, is knowing the genus of the fungi and bacteria that are present as infesting the seeds. Not, of course, systemic. These are whole seeds against whole seeds. And we can see that these are not presenting any type of fungi. So this will result in I will bring those results, that I will conclude with this following an additional test. And that is all. Thank you. If you have any questions, I am here to answer.
Questions from the audience? Sir.
Yes.
I
Yes.
But how you verify, like, it's not coming out like moisture or other factors?
The where I base my results for the viability of seeds, I utilize the seeds that resulted from this first experiment or the first stage, though I did not test the seed for other factors that could affect the seed's physiology. And it's one consideration that we have for the further and additional test that we're going to do to the seeds. And considering that as well, there is some tests that we would like to follow on, also developing technologies. For example, the third technology, we utilize preheating before osmo priming, and that was to also reduce the coating resistance for water intake.
Did you try deburring the seeds to dehull the seed coat just by using cleaning equipment such as deburring machine?
Yes.
That can take the seed out of the
right
coat. Did you try that?
No, we did not try that. We tried seeds with their natural state of harvest, and that is why the study was followed by testing seeds with their bird-like coatings.
All right, well, I always have questions. Okay. Anyway, so did you ever try and cut maybe the tip of the endosperm to see whether that grows dormancy? A lot of the time that works in grasses.
Oh, no, we did not try that.
Yeah, and, you know, it's obviously you can have thousands of undergraduates that are single-edged razor blades, but it usually works. One thing, I got a little turned around in the method section, mm-hmm. attributed to age. After you prime, did you dry the seeds down?
Yes.
Okay, and how long did they sit before? No, did you bring them back down to the original moisture content,
yes.
or was it just a matter of elapsed time?
We brought them down to the moisture percentage, and that was the first test on 0 days of storage, and then we left seeds for 30 days of storage to evaluate under the same conditions without altering.
So basically, they were drying down.
Yes.
They were drying down
yes,
for 30 days.
Absolutely.
So after the priming, they're sitting there
yes.
on a benchtop or an oven or forced air,
I don't recognize the terminology.
Yeah, was there a fan
yes.
blowing across?
No, there was not a fan. They were under environmental conditions.
I have one more. If anyone else has something, go ahead.
Yeah, mechanical clarification may work as well. Just clarifying the seeds.
So yes. Yes, it does work. The reason I selected this methodology is precisely because of the effect of the coating on the germination. It's very low, and I wanted to see how seeds would react to osmo priming without eliminating the florets, just as to contribute for science, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have a question. So you had to add not only KNO3 but also oxygen, right?
Yes.
Combination.
Yes, and preheating in the third methodology for also, that's according to ISTA, International.
So the nitrate worked better when you had higher oxygen tension than when you had intermediate. Because
yes.
It looked like your graph went down and then went up.
Yes, that is exactly right.
Okay, we'll have some time for additional questions at the end of the session. If you would, join me in thanking Durley for a nice presentation.
Thank you.